This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, March 17th. God's word to you today is the stand. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 6, verses 10, 13, and 14, and it says, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." There is so much to learn from the book and the person of Daniel, particularly in times like this. Things are challenging for the world. However, we are certain that it does not take God by surprise. According to the word of the Lord, when men are saying there is a casting down, you will say there is a lifting up, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. You have to receive it. Interestingly, from the faith standpoint, there is a lot of pressure in Nigeria as more Christians are killed today than anywhere else in the world. We are praying and trusting God, but sometimes some things must go the full circle. We have to stand for our faith. I believe that God is going to raise people listening to this today to be in charge of so many things in this nation, Nigeria, in Jesus' name. Even then, you'll have to stand for your faith in Christ Jesus. I really do not like talking politics or operating from the political. I prefer to operate from the prophetic. However, it is truly alarming what the Christians in government are entertaining. Things are going to get very interesting, but they that know their God will be strong, and they will do exploits in Jesus' name. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. At about 300 AD, the Roman Emperor one day withdrew freedom of religion and worship. The target was largely Christians. Anyone that worshipped Jesus would face death. That emperor had 40 Christian soldiers in his camp, and their general told them to denounce Christ or die. When they refused, they took them to a frozen lake and left them there, stark naked, to freeze to death. Across from where they were, a hot bath was provided for anyone who would denounce Christ. Hours later, one of them crawled into the bath, and he was given his clothes and set free. While they were out there, one of the soldiers on the accusing side was amazed to see people stake their lives on their God. When that one opted out, this soldier asked to take his place on the ice. So they stripped him of his clothes, and he died with the others. This is a true life story. They are called the Martyrs of Sebaste. Would you stay on the ice with the others? You need to wrestle with this truthfully. I suggest that before you sleep tonight, you will settle not to leave the ice if God chooses that path for you. I do not believe that it will get that bad in Nigeria, because I'm confident that God will turn the tide around and will not relent in seeking God's face. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.